Good morning, KBEC listeners. Jim Phillips in studio for another segment on the Ennis Regional Medical Center. Check them out, by the way, at ennisregional.com. I am in studio today with a lady who I'm going to challenge myself to spell her last name, Bonnie Pedraza, and you are the cardiac rehab coordinator at ERMC.
Yes, I am.
So how'd you get that big title? What's that mean?
Well, I got that title mostly from Dr. Sullivan. She was kind of the person that headed me getting there. I used to work with her a while back as her medical assistant. I went to school to be an exercise physiologist and kind of fell in love with the cardiac rehab from that. So,
and this is a relatively new program at ERMC, as I understand it. It's been around since, what, February, March, sometime around there?
February.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And what makes that program unique? What makes it an addition to the Ennis Regional Medical Center offerings?
Well, what's good about it is that we're local. And with cardiac rehab, you usually have to come in 3 times a week in order to complete your care. And so for somebody that's having to go to a facility 3 times a week, it's kind of daunting to go far away. So it's good that we're local. We're right in the same hospital. I mean, we have the emergency room right across the way. So there's always a doctor on hand in case there's an emergency. We're small, so it's more personable. We kind of pride ourselves on that.
How do you qualify to get involved in the program or become part of the program?
You have to have some sort of cardiac event, whether it's you have a stent, you have a bypass, you have a heart attack. We even take people with just chest pain, some angina. It just kind of depends on, you know, what their insurance allows. But if you ever, you know, have any questions, you can always call your insurance or give us a call and we'll be glad to look into it.
So you've been into the program now for 4 months. How many people have gone through it? What kind of success rates have you seen? Tell me a little bit more about the human side of the project.
We've had about 20 people come through. We've had 3 people that have completed the program as of today, and they have made wonderful improvements. I mean, from the beginning of the program to the time that they left, their quality of life increased. They're able to do more around the house. What we kind of look for is the amount of work that they're doing compared to how hard they feel like it is. And all 3 of those patients exited the program, you know, able to do a lot more with less exertion, and they feel a lot better.
Can they turn it around and eat ice cream and donuts?
Well, no, we don't advise that. We don't advise
Walmart.
That.
No, that would be the way I would graduate. I'd have to have my pint of Bluebell ice cream.
Well, that's one thing that we incorporate into our rehab is the education piece. And we do have, yes, we do talk about a heart healthy diet and everything like that. So we like to educate the patients on, you know, what all it is to actually have a healthier heart and try to rehab and keep them from having to return to the hospital after having their event.
What is the goal of a cardiac rehab? Is it obviously increased stamina, I'm guessing? I don't know.
It is increased stamina, increase their daily life, you know, their quality of life. We want to have them feeling better. A lot of patients that go through a cardiac event, it's a lot of psychological, and so we want them to feel better and have more confidence within themselves. Of course, we want to keep them out of the hospital, so we're trying to prevent further events from happening, and just making them stronger.
How do people enroll?
They need to get a referral from their doctor, whether it be their primary doctor or their cardiologist. If they know that their cardiologist has mentioned to them that they need cardiac rehab, they can go ahead and give us a call. We can set them up, and then we'll take that initiative and we'll call their doctor to get the referral. And if not, just tell their doctor, hey, I want to do my cardiac rehab at Ennis Regional, and they'll send over the referral and we'll take it from there.
How does the paperwork side of that flow? I meet with my cardiologist. I've had an event, stent, whatever it may be. Is all of that directly given over to you so you know the condition of the patient and
yes,
how it works?
Yes. Their cardiologist, so if it was your cardiologist, he would send over the order along with some of
or
your
she.
Records. Or she. Yes, or she. They would send over the records along with the order, and that way I would know before you come in what you've had, and that way we can kind of adjust your plan from there.
Got it. Do you guys have a mission statement? Do you have a big vision? Do you have a big desire at ERMC to make this bigger and better?
Our big mission statement is to making communities healthier. And that really goes right along with the cardiac rehab. We really try to make our community healthier by strengthening people's heart. And, I mean, just education, period.
Bonnie, I've said this on numerous occasions for when I've interviewed different people within ERMC. The one thing I like about the whole process is you're trying to keep them out of the hospital.
Absolutely.
You're trying to find that intervention, that way to keep their life going forward in that process. What do you find as a personal reward as you go through this thing? You've been doing it for 4 months now. What have you seen any life-changing experiences on your level?
Yes. I just love to see people getting better and enjoying their life again. I mean, we see people that come in, even from their first visit to the second visit, like I was saying about the psychological part of it, they come in scared to death that they, you know, they had this cardiac event and they don't know what they're going to do. And once you kind of talk to them and make them feel comfortable and say, hey, you can do this, and kind of just coach them through it, and just seeing the change in their behavior and seeing the change and even just watching them walk in from the parking lot, how much easier it is on them to do that. That's my reward.
Is that a function, though, of them feeling like they're literally at the edge? I mean, that they're going to jump off into oblivion and call it a life?
I wouldn't say that. It's just a lot of people, and it's kind of an unknown thing that a lot of people that do go through a cardiac event, it affects you. And everybody's different. Everybody handles it in a different way. But it's really good to have somebody there for you that's kind of coaching you along and pushing you along and encouraging you and saying, you know what, just because you had this, that doesn't mean you're at the end.
Sure.
You still have a lot of life to live, and let's get you there.
Drive the hope.
Yes.
Got it. I understand that you've had 20 people go through the program or be part of the program. How many have graduated?
We've had 3 graduate.
Awesome.
And we still have, I mean, we have quite a few that are...
But they didn't get the ice cream and donuts. What did they get?
Well, right now, they got a T-shirt.
Awesome.
They got a T-shirt, a hug, and a high five, and they got a better life.
Fantastic. Talk to me about the advantages. You know, you can have programs like this anywhere. Why ERMC, and what makes yours different? What makes it unique? You talked about local earlier.
It's local. We're small, so we're more personable. We like
one-on-one training activities. In other words, I can't cheat. I can't sit in the back of the room and let somebody else do my exercises.
No, you can't do that. I will definitely be there kind of encouraging you and pushing you along. But we do take it at everybody's pace. So I won't ever, you know, push somebody beyond what I think they should. I will encourage them, but I don't ever want my patients to be afraid. I definitely kind of take them under my wing, and I really try to encourage them to do better and to.
How much of it is physical rehab versus mental rehab versus just change in diet and those kind of things?
It's all of it. And that's one thing that we do offer. We have all the classes. We do have the physical part of it. We offer a medicine class, a nutritional class, an exercise class. We try to offer all of that. The other thing that sets us apart is that we are at a hospital, and so there's always a doctor nearby. We're right across the way from the ER, so it's kind of comforting to a lot of patients that if anything happens, we're taken care of.
Sure.
Yeah.
Boy, Bonnie, I really enjoyed it. Thank you. I learned a lot about the whole process today and what goes on within a cardiac rehab facility. Thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Here's the last thing you need to tell our listeners. If they want more information about your organization, if they want to know how to get a hold of Ennis Regional Medical Center, where do they go and how do they get in contact with you folks?
You can either email or look at our website at ennisregional.com, or you can give us a phone call at 469-256-2340.
Bonnie, thank you so much. Have a great
day.
Thank
you.
Take care now.
You too.
That concludes the Ennis Regional Medical Center interview this day. Have a great rest of your morning as we get back into doing more buying, selling, and trading here on the Flea Market and KBC Classic Texas Music. Thanks for listening in. Have a great one.